Hello, everyone. It's Sade Champagne, and I want to welcome you to episode 2 of my brand new podcast, To Him, on Grindhard Radio Network. To Him is a mixed media series that I created to help bring encouragement, wisdom, and support to men of all ages and backgrounds. This 9-week series will include an audio podcast like the one you're listening to, a short video, a written blog, and social media posts. Through my many platforms, I offer a plethora of grace-filled support for young girls and women, but I'm equally as passionate about seeing men walk in their true identity and receive healing and freedom. I have been blessed to have multiple healthy platonic male friendships over the years and even mentor several young men and boys. Through my research, mentoring, life experiences, and spiritual counsel, I have discovered that men and women are much more alike than we've been taught to believe. We have many of the same struggles, pains, desires, cares, and questions. My hope and prayer is that through this new series, men will awaken to their true identity in God and no longer live under the societal and religious pressures of this world, and that this wholeness will pour into every area of their lives. And for the women who listen to this show, to have a better understanding of who men are, how to see them through God's eyes, and to have healthier, more transparent communication and relationships with the men in their lives. So last episode was our introduction to this series. We talked about what we'll be discussing, and we also shared my To Him poem. And that poem is a perfect description of what this series is about and what I want to share on my heart to men. For episode 2, we will be discussing how you were created in the image of God. I'm going to say that again. You were created in the image of God. In this world, we can take on so many images and identities that have nothing to do with who we are. So, men, you have to start at the beginning. Who are you? How were you created, and what does that say about you? Our two scripture references will be Genesis 1:27, where it says, "So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." And Jeremiah 1:5, where God says, "Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you." One of the subtopics for this episode is that God is your identity and defines your life. You were created in the image of God, and God is your identity and defines your life. So let's take a look at the word image in the dictionary to get more context and depth. Everyone who knows me knows that I am passionate about etymology. Etymology is the study of the origin of words and the way in which their meanings have changed throughout history. So, image first is a noun, and it is a physical likeness or representation of a person, animal, or thing, photographed, painted, sculptured, or otherwise made visible. An optical counterpart or appearance of an object as is produced by reflection from a mirror, refraction by a lens, or the passage of luminous rays through a small opening and their reception on a surface. It is also a mental representation, an idea, a conception. In psychology, image is a mental representation of something previously perceived in the absence of the original stimulus. Image is also a verb, and it means to picture or represent in the mind, to imagine, to conceive, to make an image of, portray in a sculpture, painting, etc. Some of the synonyms for image include appearance, copy, drawing, figure, form, illustration, likeness, model, portrait, statue, idea, thought, vision, and concept. So, now, what does all this mean? If you were made in the image of God, that means that you were created in the physical likeness or representation of God. Man, that means that you are a reflection of God. You were conceived from the heart of God. You were sculpted by God. You were painted by God. You were imagined by God. You were an idea and thought in God's mind. God formed and drew you. Wow. Let's just take a moment to breathe that in. There is so much significance in all of this and understanding who you are and how you were created in the image of God. You are not trash. You are not a burden. You are none of the images that have been placed upon you in this world. It is so important. It is vital, men, to understand your value and what it means to be created in the image of God. So many of the internal struggles that a lot of men deal with come from not knowing who and whose they are. God had a destiny for you before you were even born. And your destiny in God, your image in God, has nothing to do with the things of this world. God is your identity and defines your life. As a man, I know that you were given images to follow and told that you were ever since you were a child, even before you could actually figure out or learn about who you really were. And I guarantee you that majority, if not all, of those images had nothing to do with you being made in the image and likeness of God. But I'm here to tell you today, I'm here to encourage your heart and speak to your mind that now is the time to start shedding the images you've been given from the world and receive this enlightenment that I'm sharing with you, that you were created in the image of God. And that God is your identity and defines your life. This changes everything. Imagine how you would go about your day. Imagine how your thought life would look like, how your communication would look like, just how you would feel about yourself, knowing that you were created in the image of God. I want to encourage you to start meditating and pondering. One of the definitions of the word meditate is to ponder. So I want to encourage you to start meditating and pondering on all the definitions and synonyms I have shared with you, playing this episode on repeat. Ask God to show you and tell you, what does it mean that you were created in His image? And ask God to begin building and growing that within your heart. And be honest. Be honest about how you see yourself right now and how you feel about yourself right now. There's no shame and no condemnation. This is a no judgment zone. This is a safe and freedom zone. Healing is able to flow easier when we are honest, vulnerable, and transparent with God and ourselves, and eventually the people in our lives too. But it starts first with God and ourselves. And I'm talking about completely raw and open, unfiltered transparency, vulnerability, and honesty. So as we're finishing up this episode, I want to pray for you. And we're going to be doing this at the end of each episode, as I feel led to on my heart, to just share words of encouragement and just continue to speak into your life. Father God, I thank you so much for every single man who is listening to this podcast and who will listen to it in the future. I thank you so much that you are continuing to open their hearts, and today, even opening their hearts to understand and grasp what it means to be made in the image of God, that was their beginning before they were even born, knowing that before they were in their mother's womb, you form them. Wow, that you are their identity. You are where they can rest. Before you form them in their mother's womb, you knew them. I thank you that even right now, as I'm praying, that any images of themselves that they are seeing, feeling, that they have heard throughout their lives that do not line up with the truth of them being created in your image, that you are cleansing their conscience and also their heart and their minds from those lies, and that you are just saturating them in your love and your grace and your truth, and that they can tangibly feel and see and experience what it means to be created in the image of God. I thank you, even as we're going through this series, that these men will not beat themselves up or be hard on themselves like, why can't I get it? I need to learn this sooner. In that they will be patient with themselves in their healing and in their journey, knowing that you are not rushing them, but that you are enjoying them, that you love them, that you cherish them, that it is possible to experience that, and that it's not just for women to experience, but God, you want men to experience what it means to be treasured and cherished by you, that they are equally just as valuable and just as worthy of receiving this intimate and beautiful, compassionate, overwhelming love as women are. And I just thank you for every single listener. I thank you for every single heart, for every single life, for every single body, every single being, a man that is listening to this. And I thank you for the testimonies and the transformation and healing and freedom that is already taking place even in this episode. In Jesus' name, amen. Whew. I don't know about y'all, but I am definitely feeling just so encouraged in my heart. And I can just feel, for those who are listening to this, I feel your hearts, and I feel and know that God is bringing transformation and hope and joy and new life and strength to you. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into episode 2 of the To Him podcast to keep the discussion going and ask questions. If you have any specific prayer requests or you want to leave comments, be sure to go to my official website, IamSadeChampagne.com. That's IamSadeChampagne.com/blog. And I am also available on most social media platforms under Sade Champagne. We'll see you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on Grindhard Radio Network for a brand new episode.